What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 105.5 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online when the game starts.
BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV. Covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or spreaker.com/BS3Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
You're back on the Boss Man Show, going to the MAC, Western Michigan Broncos. Coach Dwayne seems on the Boss Man Show. Coach, let's talk to you again, man. How things up there with you guys, man?
Things are going pretty good. Can't complain at all.
I hear that, Coach. Let me ask you, man, tell me about the growth in your program from year one to year two and what you've seen culture-wise and on and off the court with your young men that you have in your program, Coach.
Well, you know, it's funny because you just want to see your kids grow each and every day. And I feel like that is something that we have been able to do. We definitely got off to a really good start in conference play, and guys are improving every time we step out on the floor. And that's all I can ask for as the head coach.
And Coach, talk about bouncing back from that tough non-league play, but in MAC play, you got the 5-2, they're playing well. So, about the results of your kids and the diversity of the non-league and to bounce back to where you are right now?
Yeah, so we put together a very competitive non-league schedule, and, we didn't fare as well as maybe we would have wanted to. We had some close losses, and hopefully, and I think we learned from that, and it helped us propel us to a good start in the MAC play, but it's early, and we're just learning and trying to get better, man.
And Coach, let's get about playing close games. You and I both know you can't really replicate that in practice. So you only get practice playing in real live competition. So I know it wasn't the results you wanted, but now you have film to teach the guys how to execute in this situation, what needs to be done, maybe a rotation here, with the blackout, making the foul shot, all those small things that add up to wins late in games.
Well, there's no question that the little things are the things that help you win. And in those games, I think we did learn that maybe that extra cutout, maybe, sprinting first two steps a little more, maybe making that free throw, making the extra pass, being unselfish, getting our running game going. You know, we want our staples to be defend, rebound, run, and we've been doing a pretty good job of that early on in conference play. So I think that we did learn some valuable lessons in the non-conference play.
And coach, as I said, defense, talking about rebounding the basketball, coach, how important it is to end that possession. Will they rebound? You know, you defend great for 29 seconds and you don't get the rebound. It's like, dang it, gotta do it. So talk about making sure you get this with a rebound defensively and offensively. Perhaps the best get more opportunities for you on offense as well. So rebounding the ball so important to winning games.
Yeah, it's funny because I think sometimes we as coaches make it more difficult than it has to be. You know, the team that gets the most rebounds usually wins. The team that has the least amount of turnovers usually wins. So we just go and attack it every day. We want to be physical with our cutouts. We want to be physical and relentless in terms of our pursuit of the ball on the offensive end. And it's worked out well for us in the early going.
And Coach Stevens, I talked to a young man high school the other day. I was telling him about college basketball. A lot of it is defense rebounds. I want some things. You know, those things that you just want to do. You want to get on the floor, those loose balls. So talk about for a young man listening to this interview in the high school out there, that how defensive rebound and hustle can get you a scholarship if you do the right things on film and do those things and be a fit on a team. You do those small things there.
Well, you know, obviously you have to have a certain level of talent. I think the aggressiveness, the willingness to be physical and rebound the ball and show effort are things that are going to attract coaches to you and maybe separate you from other prospects. You know, when we go out, one of the things that we look for, obviously, is that effort and that toughness that we want in our program. And, you know, sometimes we would take maybe a lesser player if a kid is more physical and gives, you know, greater effort on the floor. He may not be as good a scorer as another prospect, but we think we can help him in that area just because of his work ethic and his ability to play at a high level and play with a high motor.
And Coach Stevens, also, you have some balance going on your roster too this year. Since these guys are averaging 8 or more points, 2 of them double figures. Talk about how important it is for that ball to move without a ball to energy. Make sure everybody's involved. So defense have to have a conflict on who they're going to defend. Can key on 1 or 2 people that defend the whole team?
Yeah, so it's interesting because, you know, we talk a lot about every kid that we get was the best player on this high school team. So when you come to college, there has to be a level of sacrifice that you're willing to kind of give in or submit to. And the best teams are the teams that share the ball. The ball moves. We talk about going from good to great in terms of getting up shots. And, you know, will I pass up a good shot to get my team a great shot? And I think those are all important things. So when that ball moves side to side, it breaks down the defense and it gives us a better chance to, you know, get a high percentage shot.
No doubt. Making those multiple actions, defending those multiple actions, those front side, second side actions, because you and I both know guys can lose how to defend the first action pretty well. Second action, you get 34 actions. This would start to go down really fast. If you move that ball, you can get a great shot late in that clock for your teammate and make those, if you make them, even better. But it seems you have an open shot when we all live with.
Yeah. You know, the more you move the ball, the more player movement, ball movement you have, the greater chance you have for getting good shots and breaking down the defense. So when you have a team that's willing to move the ball and share the ball with one another and play unselfishly, I think that's a recipe for winning.
And coach, talk about Seth Hubbard, man, what he's meant to your team on off the floor, man.
Yeah, so Seth is an extremely talented player. He can score the ball with the best of them. Off the court, he is one of the best teammates that a guy could ask for, a coach could ask for. He does a really good job of sharing with his teammates. You know, he's a kid that it comes from down in Atlanta, and you know, he grew up in a home where you know, there's not a lot that he couldn't have, and I think it speaks volumes to him and how he was raised in terms of the, you know, him really wanting to share and share himself with his teammates. You know, as we continue our season, you know, it's been interesting and fun to watch his maturity and growth. You know, the coach is never gonna be satisfied. So I'm always hoping that, you know, he gives a little bit more effort and energy on the floor. But he's a A1 first class kid and comes from a big time family.
100%, coach. And I also ask you about this, man. You're making 36% of your three-pointers, man. So you're forgetting to make defense have to really defend that three, close out hard so you can get some dribble drive there as well. So quite how important that three ball is, spreading the floor out, the spacing them, make the defense also have conflict there as well.
Yeah, so, you know, we're shooting 39% from three right now as a team in conference play. And, you know, the three-point shots become a big part of basketball at every level. And, you know, we have some guys that can shoot it at a high clip. Owen Lobsinger, Seth Hubbard, Jefferson Menegro's really improved his three-point shooting. B'Artis White is a very good three-point shooter. And, you know, we got Javon Hanna that can knock it down. You know, right now his percentage isn't where maybe we want it to be, but he can definitely knock down shots as well. So all those guys, when you talk about shooting a better percentage and a higher percentage, when they're sharing the ball and going from good to great, I think that that's when you improve in that area. So we're running, we're moving that ball, and we're giving ourselves a great chance to shoot a high percentage from three. And I think that's a big-time recipe.
And Coach Steve, talk about this as well, Coach. As you all run out there, get out transition, talk about those live ball turnovers. So you know, you transition, you can't really defend a run out. So talk about how pretty good you're running to be composed and control aggression as you run, so you don't have those live ball turnovers, have to get in transition, get cross match, trying to get your defense set that way.
Yeah, so, you know, we talk about our offensive rebounding being the best transition defense there can be, because people can't run out. And if they want to run out, then that's going to give us a free rein to the offensive boards. And when we do get the ball on the other end, we want to push it. And, you know, we allow all those guys to bring the ball. And I think that creates some matchup problems. And our guys have been doing a really good job of making good decisions. You know, in the half court a little bit, we probably turned it over more than I would like to. So that's one of the things that we really got to continue to work on. But we're getting better in every area.
Thank God, January, not March. That's all we can do.
Exactly. Exactly.
We got time to get better still. Thank God.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. And Coach, talk about the back, man. I look at the standings, man, and man, you all are tough league as always, man. Great coaches. So for you being year two, man, with the gauntlet you have, but talk about the league as a whole, how you did non-league overall, the league, and how tough it is every night in the MAC for those who don't see the MAC where you and I do.
Yeah, so every night you're going to have to bring it in the MAC. You know, there's some really good coaches in our league. There's some guys that have been here for a while. Ty Kowalczyk at Toledo, and John Gross is doing a heck of a job at Akron, Rob Sinderoff at Kent State, and then you have myself and Tony Barbee, Coach Lewis over at Ball State, that are some of the newer coaches that are trying to kind of break through. I think this league has a tremendous group of really good coaches, and you know, the MAC has historically been one of the better conferences in the country when you talk about the group of five schools. And I think we're going to continue to lead the group of five, and we're going to be competitive night in, night out. So extremely competitive league, has a rich history, and I think it's only going to get better.
And you got a big game tomorrow against Central Michigan. Tell me what you see from Coach Barbee's team on film there, Coach Stevens.
Yeah, so they're playing really well. They got a couple transfers in. They have a really good point guard that is distributing the ball at a high level. You know, they're shooting the ball from range at a decent clip. But they're really attacking the paint and they're scoring at the rim. So we're going to have to make sure that we do a good job of just defending the dribble drive and post-ups and kind of just being solid and making them earn every basket and trying to take care of the ball and not just allow those, we call them turnovers for touchdowns. Those are all going to be big keys for us this weekend.
No doubt, Coach Steve. It was good chat with you again. I hope we chat again in March, man, once you won the MAC tournament, brother. We can chat again and have a great time then, buddy.
There you go. I like how you're talking. I appreciate you having me, and I look forward to being on again.
Thanks, Coach. You be safe, man. All you brothers up there, man, stay safe, warm up there. I know it's cold as heck up that way, man.
Yes, sir. Y'all take care.
Thank you, Coach. Appreciate you, brother.
Yeah, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
BS3 Network. Changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV, covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or Spreaker.com/BS3Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline. Well, the game starts. What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 105.5 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.